Washington, the Grease Man here. I'm back from a zesty vacation. I'm ready for action. I've brutalized myself. Oh, I'm rested, but Lord knows I've probably brutalized my body. Yeah, with all that fun, lying there on the beach, that bright sun baking down on my epidermal layer, I can almost feel the melanoma spouting up on my skin as I singe myself with copious quantities of ultraviolet light. Now I have this cute little white pocasse. Yeah, boil free from all that soiled water, you know, so I feel good. And my liver feels like a football inside my belly from the drinking we did. Oh, my God, did we drink? We drank in the morning champagne and the orange juice, then about a six-pack by the pool. And then I was for gin and tonics and a quick shower, and then bone dries with dinner, another gallon of champagne, and then Boilermakers after dinner, followed by a snifter of brandy before bed. I mean, my liver is like lesion laden with fatty pockets. I'll probably get the DTs today from all that drinking. We drank from the morning when our eyes open, and this will be the first morning I haven't had a drink in a long time, so... So if I start screaming about 8 o'clock this morning, roaches! There's roaches in here! Everywhere! You'll just call a hospital or something and I'll be all right. Okay? Yeah, old man, stayed at this resort with a big pool. I just get in the end of that pool. It was neat. It was the best pool I've ever seen. It had a little shallow part, a little circular shallow part. I'd sit in there, light up a Camel. That water'd be bubbling all around me frantically. I remember one day I just had my head there on the coping of the pool, smoking a Camel, feeling the sun sting my face, the water's churning around me. People came running out. Oh, honey, look at this. Oh, look at that pool. My God, look, there's a whirlpool. Yay! Come on there. The brochure didn't mention anything about a whirlpool, but look. All right, well, let's all get it. Everybody get it. All right. And I'm lying there listening to that racket, you know, and they're saying, isn't it neat? I've never been to the whirlpool before. Oh, that feels so good. I said, hey, all of you, this pool ain't got no whirlpool. And they all looked at each other all confused. I just smiled and said, I've been eating burritos. 25 degrees.